a direct body route to the infinite. I've been trying to sort out in my own mind what has changed in my analysis because of Prince, in my analysis of our problem of how to get free, authentically free, a freedom in which our biological purpose, and I'm talking as individuals, our purpose of continuous development gives us our instructions. And to have those instructions, purposes, interrupted causes great disruption in the fabric of life is, I think, the thought at the center of the gyre of this question we're caught in. Our question of movement, that is, of getting unstuck in this moment. Our biological purpose, which is necessarily as the seed of our moral development and inherent goodness, the product of a confluence of influences that meet in what is needed in the harmonization, the cosmic balance. Our biological purpose must give us our instructions, and not, and never again, those who position themselves above and claim as their purpose us, our management. They want what we have. I feel like they're looking for my soul, like a poor man looking for gold, as Prince said so succinctly, so incisively in Thieves in the Temple. They want what we have because their own were stolen from them long ago. And while I did see that a huge piece of what was required to challenge this presumption of the rulers was a reinvention of ourselves, and later, seeing more clearly, thanks to Alice Miller, that this reinvention was in fact a reclaiming of our original selves, our original wholeness. Although this process can feel like a creating of the self, this work of self-creation, as I saw it, was a far smaller event than the phenomenon which Prince asks us to take in and emulate. And while the necessary pairing of the inward-focused creation of the self with our actions outward-directed is true for both of us, my emphasis tended toward the latter. But what's really interesting about what Prince shows us, and Popper tried to show this as well, to me, but I didn't get it then, is that there really is no difference, except in Emily's sense, the outer from the inner derives its magnitude, and in Nicola's sense of the cosmic balance. So while I saw the work as claiming the all of it, Prince concretizes, allows us to see the material immateriality.
Remember that ending? On the one.